Live from the studios of Town Square Media in Northfield, it's Hurley in the Morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Thank you very much. It is 4 minutes past the hour, and on the first Thursday of every month, and we've been doing this for more than two decades, probably 25 years, between the television program and the Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents radio broadcast, basically 2.5 decades. And we have a very, very talented doctor here with us, and an important topic that we'll be discussing. Dr. Kara Garofalo is our guest. Dr. Garofalo is a pediatric cardiologist and the chair of pediatric cardiology at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. A little bit about Dr. Garofalo's background, and then we'll get right into today's important topic. Her residency, pediatrics, State University of New York at Buffalo, Children's Hospital of Buffalo, New York, specialty training, pediatric cardiology and pediatric critical care, New York Presbyterian, Morgan Stanley Children's Hospital, Columbia University, New York City, board certified triple threat, pediatrics, pediatric cardiology, pediatric critical care, special interest, congenital and acquired heart disease, cardiac risk assessment, exercise testing, tilt table testing. We welcome Dr. Garofalo to her program. Welcome, Dr. Garofalo. How are you this morning?
Thank you, Harry. I'm fine. I'm happy to have the chance to talk with you.
And
thank
we are
you for having me on.
You're more than welcome, and it's our pleasure. And obviously a very, very serious topic, sudden cardiac arrest. Dr. Garofalo, what is sudden cardiac arrest?
Sudden cardiac arrest is the sudden, unexpected loss of heart function. This causes loss of blood flow to the brain and all of the vital organs, resulting in loss of consciousness, loss of breathing, and usually death if not treated within minutes.
Wow. So that person is, if there isn't somebody with a defibrillator or somebody with CPR knowledge or something like that, that's going to be a fatal episode unless somebody intervenes, correct?
Correct.
Wow. Is sudden cardiac arrest different in children versus adults?
So the conditions which make some children vulnerable to sudden cardiac arrest are often inherited conditions, which can affect people at any age. So there is some overlap between children and adults.
Is it very uncommon for children and more common for adults?
So sudden cardiac arrest in children is rare. It's devastating when it occurs. In adults, the most common cause is actually coronary artery disease or heart attack due to blockage of the coronary arteries. That's much more common. That condition is very rare in children.
For those just joining the program, you're listening to Dr. Kara Garofalo, who is a pediatric cardiologist and the chair of pediatric cardiology at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. The program is Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. And today's topic, very sobering topic, sudden cardiac arrest. What causes sudden cardiac arrest, death? What is the actual cause? What does this?
So there are three main categories that can cause sudden cardiac arrest in children. Again, most of the conditions are inherited conditions. And the categories are first abnormalities in the heart's electrical system leading to dangerous arrhythmia. The second category is abnormalities of the heart muscle. And the third includes congenital abnormalities of the heart vessels, especially the coronary arteries.
If this happens to someone once, can this be one and done, and you're resuscitated, it never happens again, and you lead a normal life? Or if this happens to you once, are you susceptible to this happening again?
If this happens to you once and you're resuscitated, that would prompt a very in-depth investigation to figure out the cause of what happened and devise a plan for treatment and prevention going forward.
Which really is a better answer than my question, because when you treat it properly, you would help prevent it from occurring again because you'd be on top of it at that point.
Exactly.
Do people go around asymptomatic and they don't even realize? Can this happen out of nowhere? I guess that's where the clue sudden comes into play. Or was there probably some warning symptoms in advance. Can this be from, can you go from feeling perfect to out cold just like that?
Yes. So the sudden cardiac arrest event can be the presenting event. However, a good number of people with the underlying conditions that make them vulnerable to sudden cardiac arrest will have symptoms before. Those symptoms might include symptoms with exertion, like chest pain with exertion or dizziness with exertion, shortness of breath with exertion, passing out during exercise or having a seizure during exercise. So there can be warning signs in advance.
Earlier in a follow-up, which this is going to be a standalone question, I asked about, is it more prevalent with children or adults? I thought I knew the answer, but I wanted to pose the question because I knew you are expert. You would absolutely know the answer. Now, a more general question is, whether we're talking children or adults, is this, how common is sudden cardiac arrest?
So in young people, the CDC reports a number of 2,000 cases of sudden cardiac arrest in young people below the age of 25 per year.
So that we would have to say 328 million people, but then again, they're not all under that age limit. So whatever it would still be many, many tens of millions probably. So it is with younger people, it's pretty infrequent, isn't it?
Yes.
And I know that in one of the questions I did as a follow-up, I asked about how prevalent is it that it would happen again if it happened once, and then you talked about what you would do and all of that. What are the signs and symptoms relative to this?
So signs or symptoms in the child would be the ones that we talked about. So symptoms, especially on exertion, like chest pain, dizziness on exertion, syncope or fainting during exercise, seizures during exercise. And then another very important clue is a family history. So if there's a family history of unexplained sudden death before the age of 50, that's very important to know about and consider that when assessing risk in other family members.
It seems like it's like Captain Obvious for me to say this, but I'm going to say it anyhow. So heredity can play a very big part in this, it sounds.
Yes, most of the conditions that lead to sudden cardiac arrest in children are inherited conditions.
Is there typically something going on where, like, if somebody just said, you know, I used to go up a flight of steps like nothing, but now I have this heaviness in my chest, I don't feel quite right, where if you went and you were properly screened, where you can diagnose this? Is this able to be diagnosed, that there is a prevailing problem?
Yes. So if someone is having symptoms, it's important to bring those to a doctor's attention. The symptoms with exertion will not always be due to one of these conditions. There are other conditions that can cause symptoms with exercise. However, steps in evaluating those symptoms would include taking a good history, doing a physical exam, doing an electrocardiogram, and reviewing, as we talked about, the family history and other risk factors, and going ahead possibly with other studies, including echocardiogram, rhythm monitoring, stress testing, cardiac MRI. Those are all some of the important tools that we have.
I want to send you a compliment because a very, very significant guest listener of our program wrote something that I swear I was thinking, and wrote that Dr. Garofalo's voice is actually bringing my heart rate down because you are so calm and so present and deliberate and knowledgeable. What a nice compliment. I swear I was thinking the same thing. We do invite our listeners to call in. The only thing we ask is that you keep it on the topic, because sometimes, I know, you hear, oh my God, there's a doctor on, and you want to ask all these different things. The topic is sudden cardiac arrest, and we could not have a better guest, Dr. Kara Garofalo, MD, pediatric cardiologist, the chair of pediatric cardiology at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. So if you have a question, and the doctor making this house call until 35 minutes past the hour, if you have a question on the topic of sudden cardiac arrest, give us a call at 609-407-1450. A little bit later in the program, we'll tell you the number to schedule an appointment with Dr. Garofalo, and we'll give you out the Deborah scheduling information and the toll-free number and the web address, because through the demanddeborah.org site, you can make reservations there as well. And we have some specific information involving Dr. Garofalo's department. 609-407-1450 if you have a question for Dr. Garofalo. In terms of sudden cardiac death, can it be prevented?
Yes. And that's the most important point. There are really two layers of prevention. There's primary prevention, which involves identifying and treating children who may be at risk, identifying them before they experience a devastating event. And then secondary prevention includes educating and equipping the community to recognize and respond to sudden cardiac arrest if it occurs. So having defibrillators easily available and having people in the community trained in CPR.
We're going to take a brief time out. We're right at 15 minutes past the hour. If you have a question for Dr. Garofalo, 609-407-1450. Phone lines are open. Dr. Garofalo, pediatric cardiologist and the chair of pediatric cardiology at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. The name of the program is Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. And for the first half hour on the first Thursday of every month in the 9 o'clock hour, Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents great experts in their fields and wonderful content. And we've heard so many times over the many years that this program has actually saved countless lives. And that's you telling us that when you hear a doctor like Dr. Garofalo sharing with you a certain situation, and then you become ever more present with thinking, whoa, wait a minute, this sounds like me. And then people then become proactive. And they've gone in for heart issues. They've gone in for sleep issues and lung issues. So this is really terrific to have Dr. Garofalo this half hour. And we will be back. We'll get your calls on the first caller when we come back. You'll have your opportunity to pose your question next. Our first caller will be Fred. And then you can follow Fred at 609-407-1450 for Dr. Garofalo. Our topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents is sudden cardiac arrest.
Hurley in the morning, WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM.
Six.
This is Hurley in the morning.
Yeah, Harry Hurley. That is a great name.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and WPGTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. It's already flying by. It always does. It's such an informative program, and Dr. Garofalo is doing such a great job imparting very important information, which in fact can easily represent potential life-saving information with today's topic. It doesn't get much more serious than if you were to suddenly go into what's called sudden cardiac arrest. And that's the topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. Dr. Garofalo, the pediatric cardiologist and the chair of pediatric cardiology at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. Hang with us for the remainder of the program. We're going to give you all of Dr. Garofalo's contact information and all the contact information at Deborah Heart and Lung Center in general, so don't worry about that. And as we promised, we're taking your phone calls. Fred is up first. Matt is going to follow up with the second question. And then we still have some very important content that we need to share before we run out of time on today's program. So, Fred, say hello to Dr. Garofalo and pose your question.
Yeah, it was about the mixed venous blood and arterial blood in the direct body. If you have a hole in your heart between the septal wall, how common is that? And does that lead to cardiac arrest also? When the athletes are exercising and it's not diagnosed.
So holes in the heart, atrial septal defects and ventricular septal defects, so atrial septal defect being a hole in the wall between the receiving chambers and ventricular septal defect being a hole in the wall between the pumping chambers are two of the most common congenital heart defects. When they're isolated, so occurring just by itself, depending on the size of the hole and how significant the amount of mixing of blood is. There may be different risks, but generally an isolated hole in one of the walls is very well tolerated. It's when it's a larger hole that hasn't been diagnosed, and one of the complications can be development of high blood pressure in the lung blood vessels, that's when a condition like that can be more dangerous and lead to exercise symptoms.
Fred, thank you for your questions.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Very interesting. 609-407-1450, an open phone line if you have a question for Dr. Garofalo. The topic is sudden cardiac arrest. I remember, because it wasn't all that long ago, wink, wink, but it was over 40-some years ago, when I was a high school athlete, and we would have to have a physical, and you'd have to present that document to the school to say, Harry can run the mile, Harry can run 3.1 miles, he can run track, he can run cross country. Are athletes required to have an EKG prior to playing sports?
That's a great question. So in the United States, universal EKG screening for athletes has not been put into practice. As it has in Europe, and it's an area of ongoing debate.
Do you think it would be a good idea?
I think there are benefits to having an EKG.
Yeah.
The benefits are that you can pick up these conditions. Some of these conditions you may not see just on a screening EKG. The drawbacks of doing universal EKG screening is that you may have a lot of false positives leading to additional testing in these athletes and limitations.
Got it.
So it really depends on the experience and the expertise of the reader.
It's a great answer. I'm glad I did the follow-up, too, because it made it even better. 609-407-1450, if you have a question for Dr. Garofalo on today's topic on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. The chair of pediatric cardiology at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, and the topic, sudden cardiac arrest. Your question for Dr. Garofalo, go right ahead.
Yes. AFib. How much do you know about AFib? I know she's a heart doctor.
All right, so you went and did what I asked you not to do. We said we're going to talk about sudden cardiac arrest, but there you go. You went and did it. You're a good man. So, doctor, any comment?
So, I'm a pediatric cardiologist. Atrial fibrillation is very rare in children unless they have an underlying structural heart disease or a kind of heart muscle abnormality that would make them at risk for that.
Thank you very much for your question. Question asked, question answered. If you have a question, let's try to stay on the topic of sudden cardiac arrest, because we have a lot of content that we're also going to continue with. But I appreciate the gentleman's call. Dr. Kara Garofalo is our guest, a pediatric cardiologist, the chair of pediatric cardiology at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, and on the first Thursday every month for the first half hour of the program, Deborah Heart and Lung Center presents important topics, important and very, very skilled doctors, and today is, of course, no exception with the chair of pediatric cardiology at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. I think this is a good question, and it's not repetitive. We've covered a lot of ground in the earlier parts of your program, Dr. Garofalo. Is this more common in athletes versus other students, or say athletes versus non-athletes?
So the conditions which can lead to sudden cardiac arrest in children are not more common in athletes than non-athletes. However, intense physical activity can be a trigger for sudden cardiac arrest in a child with an underlying heart condition, because intense physical activity places a high demand on the heart and causes the body to release a hormone called adrenaline, which can trigger sudden cardiac arrest in a child with an underlying issue.
Our 609-407-1450 phone lines are open for Dr. Garofalo if you have a question about sudden cardiac arrest. What are some conditions that can trigger? I guess you've covered some of it if it's getting the heart rate way up because you've been running or exercising. What are the things that can trigger sudden cardiac arrest?
So in the first category, the abnormalities of the heart's electrical system, some of the conditions are long QT syndrome, which is an abnormality of how the electricity goes through the heart. Another is called catecholaminergic polymorphic ventricular tachycardia. Others are Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome and Brugada syndrome. The second category includes abnormalities of the heart muscle, such as hypertrophic cardiomyopathy and arrhythmogenic cardiomyopathy, which can involve the right-sided pumping chamber, the left-sided pumping chamber, or both. And then abnormalities of the blood vessels include abnormal origin of the coronary artery from the wrong part of the aorta, making it vulnerable to either compression or abnormalities of how the blood flows through the vessel, which can compromise blood flow to the heart muscle.
We've learned so much this half hour with Dr. Garofalo. Sudden cardiac arrest is a topic. Our phone lines are open, 609-407-1450. If you have a question on today's topic with Dr. Garofalo on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, a discussion about sudden cardiac arrest. You're on the air with Dr. Garofalo. Your question.
Good morning, doctor. I have a question if this condition I have could lead to sudden cardiac arrest. I forget the technical term. It's a lazy aortic valve that doesn't close all the way every time.
So it sounds like you're describing a leaky valve?
Yes.
Okay. So a leaky valve can be the result of different conditions. And I would really need to know more specifics about it.
Larry, I'm going to put you on hold. You can listen, but it was a lot of noise in your background there. So you, if you would, Dr. Garofalo, give the best answer you can for what you know right now, and then I want to refer the listener to Deborah, but also this is a topic that we've done as a standalone topic here on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, a whole half hour on exactly what Larry is talking about. So Larry, you can hear the doctor. I just put you on hold because there was like some siren or some noise going on in the background that I didn't want to distract the doctor. So to the extent that you can respond, doctor, the time is yours, and then we'll move on.
All right. Terrific. I think it would be best for him to address that question with his primary cardiologist and
Agreed. And if you want to also follow up after you see your doctor, Larry, with Deborah, 800-555-1990, 800-555-1990, or on the web, demanddeborah.org. Larry, thanks for the call. Thanks for the question. 609-407-1450, an open phone line. We have about 4 minutes left in the program with Dr. Garofalo on the topic of sudden cardiac arrest. How about prevention tips for sudden cardiac arrest? Dr. Garofalo, time is yours.
So a very important point is encouraging awareness among families, teachers, coaches, and pediatricians regarding the warning signs, and incorporating cardiac-focused risk assessments at different ages throughout a child's life. For families, it's very important to know your family's heart history and report this to your primary physician or cardiologist. It's important to encourage our children to speak up about any symptoms that they may be experiencing. And any child with a condition known to be a risk for sudden cardiac arrest, it's important for that child's school to be aware of that and for their pediatric cardiologists potentially to help develop a care plan for that child in school.
That is a very good point. I'm so pleased that you raised that, Dr. Garofalo, because if you have someone that's dealing with this, there's gym class and other activities when people go out, and perhaps they do things, even playground, if you go out and just play, you start running around and doing different things. When someone is presenting with certain circumstances, it's really important for the school to know exactly what's going on, isn't it?
Yes.
That's such an important point that you raised today on your program. If parents listening right now, and of course parents are home and we're still a lot of us still shut in with what's been going on. So a lot of parents and their children have been spending more time together than probably ever before over the past 2.5-3 months. If parents want to have their children visit you, Dr. Garofalo, how can they find you?
So we have two offices, one in Burlington County on the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center campus in Browns Mills, and a second office in Manahawkin in Ocean County, just off of Route 72.
And the phone number is 609-735-2923 to reach Dr. Garofalo for pediatric cardiac issues, 609-735-2923. Dr. Garofalo, in about a two-minute closing time that we have in your program, for those either just joining the program or, in fact, just as a sort of point of emphasis, closing comment, relative to sudden cardiac arrest, what are some of the important things for our listeners that are tuning into your program for them to know about it?
I believe the most important thing to know is that the conditions are, we are able to diagnose them before a tragic event occurs, and
when we're talking about pediatric, do most of the children, do they present with enough that parents often can pick it up ahead of time because they just see that maybe their child is behaving differently, or what they were able to tolerate in terms of exercise, they just can't seem to do? If we're paying close attention, should we be able to pick up with this?
A
closing follow-up, what I was following up with, because I think the audio went there where you couldn't hear what I was saying and I couldn't hear you for a quick moment. But for those listening right now, parents in particular, and of course the children, if you're paying close attention, many times a parent can pick up if their child is having certain symptoms. Is that a fair comment, doctor?
Yes, many times if a child is having certain symptoms, and they can communicate that, we can investigate. The symptoms might not always be, most often are not due to these conditions, but they may be, and it's more important to investigate.
Yeah, and I guess the point there is you can't be too careful. It would be wonderful to be an accidental tourist, but just if you see something, have it checked out. And again, to reach Dr. Garofalo, 609-735-2923, 609-735-2923. And I do believe, and I could be mistaken because I've done so many programs over the last 25 years, but I believe this is the first time that we have covered pediatric sudden cardiac arrest. And I'm really happy that we've had the time to present you, Dr. Garofalo, and that you've had the opportunity to share your expertise and help your listeners this morning. Really appreciate you.
Thank you very much for having me on. I enjoyed speaking with you and the listeners.
Thank you so much. Dr. Cara Garofalo, pediatric cardiologist, chair of pediatric cardiology at DeBoer Heart and Lung Center. And a reminder to make an appointment with Dr. Garofalo, 609-735-2923. And if you're making a general inquiry about all the other specialties and assistance available at DeBoer Heart and Lung Center, 800-555-1990, on the web at demanddebora.com. It is your turn to play next in Open Forum, 609-407-1450. Phone lines are open. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
The WPG Talk Radio app is everything South Jersey. Local news and information updated around the clock from New Jersey's largest radio news team. Breaking news push notifications just for South Jersey. Easily call and listen to all your favorite WPG Talk shows and more. Download the WPG Talk Radio app for your phone, tablet, Apple CarPlay, and Android Auto today at WPGTalkRadio.com. For the latest coronavirus news, open the WPG Talk Radio app now. Harry Hurley on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
38 minutes past the hour here, and I want to do a little gold rush of what I think are important stories that we just didn't have time this morning in the first hour, and then we just didn't stop. We took call after call after call in the 7 o'clock hour, John Zarek at 8, and of course we just had the great guest from Deborah Heart and Lung Center on the issue of pediatric sudden cardiac arrest. Scary stuff, isn't it? And it just shows you have to know your children, and in many cases you're going to see if your child is either out of breath or saying, I can't catch my breath, or I have chest pain, or you got to pay real close attention to these kinds of things and then get help so that it doesn't turn into something that need not be.